American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. President-elect Donald Trump begins the search for a new attorney general after his former nominee, Matt Gaetz, withdrew his nomination. Here's Fox's Alexis McAdams.
They're pretty busy right now over at Mar-a-Lago as they try to look through some other options, right? Because there was that shortlist. And now here in Palm Beach, Florida, it goes back to the drawing board. But when I got off the phone with a member of the Trump transition team, they wanted to make one thing very clear. They said that this was the decision of former Representative Matt Gaetz. So they said he came to this decision on his own, but it's crazy to look at how things change in Washington, D.C. It was just hours ago that Gaetz said he was confident walking around the halls there in Capitol Hill with a smile on his face saying things were going pretty well, and today he dropped out.
The former congressman faced allegations of sexual misconduct and illicit drug use, potentially imperiling his chances of getting confirmed by the Senate. The House of Representatives passed legislation today that would give the Treasury Department unilateral authority to strip the tax-exempt status of nonprofits it says support terrorism. The bill passed 219 to 184, with a majority of the support coming from Republicans who accused Democrats of reversing course in their support for the common sense proposal only after Donald Trump was elected to a second term earlier this month. Fox News reports Democrat Representative Jasmine Crockett of Texas became upset during a House hearing yesterday, which led her to rant about how white men were never oppressed in the U.S. During a House Oversight Committee hearing about the dismantled DEI Act, which seeks to weaken diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, Crockett responded to a colleague who claimed the bill was a strong response to the oppression of our rights, liberties, and freedoms.
That it is white men on this side of the aisle telling us, people of color on this side of the aisle, That y'all are the ones being oppressed. That y'all are the ones that are being harmed. That's not the definition of oppression. You tell me the prolonged, cruel, or unjust treatment that you've had, and we can have a conversation.
Crockett strongly objected to Representative Clay Higgins of Louisiana using the word oppression. An Ohio Tea Party activist is concerned that defeated Democrat Sherrod Brown wants to make a comeback in 2026. Now a report from AFN's Chad Groening.
As we have reported on AFN, when Senator J.D. Vance is sworn in as vice president in January, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine will select a replacement. Though a special election can be held in November of 2026 to determine who finishes out Vance's term, which ends in 2029. Recently, Fox News reported that a new candidate has emerged into the crowded field. Mahik Cook, a Republican attorney who served as a political and legal surrogate for Trump in 2024, is under consideration to be chosen to fill Vance's seat. Tom Zalastowski is president of the We the People Convention and the Ohio Citizens PAC.
That could be Trump trying to inject who he wants. That could be what Trump's doing. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of politics in this thing. And we were just happy that Vivek Ramaswamy said that he's not going to take that Senate seat and he's going to work with Elon Musk and the Trump administration, because we think that frees him up to run for governor of Ohio in 2026, which is what we really want Vivek Ramaswamy to do.
And Zalastowski says the person the governor appoints has to be able to defend that seat.
I heard last week that Sherrod Brown is already telling people that he will run in that special election in 2026 to try to take that seat, because without Trump on the ballot, Sherrod Brown thinks he might be able to win that Senate seat back. So that's a very interesting piece of the puzzle, and certainly should have some impact on who they pick, because they may have to face Sherrod Brown again without Trump on the ballot.
I'm Chad Groening.
Reuters and other outlets report that Pope Francis says the Vatican's pension fund faces serious imbalance. In an unusual letter sent to all the world's cardinals and to the leaders of the Vatican's various offices, the Pope said the changes would include making difficult decisions that will require particular sensitivity, generosity, and willingness to sacrifice on the part of everyone. The AP reports while Vatican salaries are typically low, the benefits can be attractive to Italian laypeople, including tax-free income and access to a private health system, below-market rents, and a tax-free supermarket, gas station, pharmacy, and department store. See more news at AFN.net.